You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Why power and willpower are different. Why power has been used recently in today's culture, but willpower has been used for a long time. The terms, at least, both have been used throughout humanity, but in terms of being used and like consciously using those words in context, like, willpower has definitely been used more as a term for strength. And I'm going to give you some examples of what the difference is between why and willpower. And we're going to start off with willpower. Okay, so willpower is, first example is going to be like when you're lifting weights and you're working out, and you have to do a certain amount of reps in a set. And in each set, let's say you add a few more reps, so that way you're challenging yourself a little more each set. When you do that, you'll usually get to the amount of reps you did in the first set. Let's say you do more than three sets. You'll get to the amount of reps that you did in the first set. And then you'll get tired. And then you'll think, I just wanna quit. And then you think, nope, gotta keep pushing. That's willpower. Keep pushing through when your body wants to give up, or when your mind's telling you to just quit, throw in the towel. Taking that energy from your mental and your physical and using that, pushing beyond your own limit to get something done, that is willpower. Doing the dishes. Interesting example I decided to use. It's like when you see a whole bunch of, and a few of you will know what I'm talking about when I say, it's like when you see a whole bunch of pots. Like, imagine you see a whole bunch of pots in the sink, and you're just sitting there like, ugh, I don't want to do this. There's a whole bunch of pots and a whole bunch of stuff in the dishes. What you need to do is, as you start, then you go, okay, I did a few, let me quit. Your willpower will then go, nope, keep going. So then you keep going, and then you're like, all right, there's just one more left. Someone else will do it. Nope, let's get them all done. Boom, now you get them all done. Next thing you know, you push through, and you're like, and I'm sure usually after whatever task or assignment you do, there's usually a big, and yep, that's because you're finally done, and now you can, take a break or move on and do whatever else that you were going to do, and move on with your day and your life. But that is willpower. Willpower is pushing beyond what is believed to be the limit, or what you believe to be your limit in the situation or circumstance that you are in. Now, of course, if it's within your control, if it's like out of your control of how far you can push yourself, that's a different story. But if you're able to, like in the example of using weights, it's easier to say, I'm going to quit, but then it's hard. It takes power and it takes will to get that dumbbell up to do another rep and, get the bench press up one more or two more times to complete this set in your workout or this part of your workout. And that's what helps you become stronger. That's literally, your willpower makes you become more resilient and more persistent and more stronger as in your base form. Any of my Dragon Ball Z fans, in your base form, in your at your regular, it's what makes you more resilient and more persistent than if you were to just quit and give up and throw in the towel at the sight of adversity, which most people do. And if you don't want to be like most people, you need to have willpower. And now willpower, now that willpower has been established and I've given the examples for willpower, I'm going to give you now some examples of what why power is. Because like I said earlier, why power and willpower are different. They're different, but they both drive you and motivate you to keep going. So here are some examples of why power. Now, as for why power is, we'll take what it says. It's like your why. Willpower is about your will and how much will you have. Why power is about your why. When your willpower fails, then your why power is what keeps you going. Because I think the strongest thing someone can have is a why. Because a lot of times you'll see people who fail and they don't have necessarily like an objective. They like when people are striving for something, but there's not really an objective, you'll go aimlessly and you probably won't hit a target. And if you do, it's usually out of luck or someone else was helping you or something. But if you don't know what you're looking for, how can you get that? Like if you're looking for, let's say you're looking for a specific type of crayon box or something that you marked as a kid. And since you don't know what it looks like, you're looking for it, but you just know it's a crayon box. How will you ever know what it is if you don't know what it looks like and like what you're looking for? How will you ever get it? That's why it's important that people know their outcome and like know what they want and know why they're doing it. And it kind of goes back to like the who, what, when, where, why, but like it all stems around the why, because it's like, why am I doing this? Because why am I getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning? Because I want more time in the day. Why? Because I need to get more things done. Why? Because I'm able to diversify and get more stuff done and be more productive. Why? Because then that'll help me get to success. Why? Because I want to be successful. Getting into that belief in that pattern of like what of why you're doing what you're doing and what it will lead to. And that'll usually push people in all situations, diets, workouts, tests. Well, I mean, everything is a test, if you know what I mean. Shoot. If you even look at like, and this is for people in like America, but maybe other countries too was like this, but like when you'd have to wake up early for school and you knew that you had to go, you knew that you could stay home, but you can't stay home forever. Why? Now, why couldn't you stay home forever? Because one, you'd either get left back or eventually, the authorities would be called on you because that's actually not, I mean, like if there's a parent with you or a guardian, that's not good of the parent or guardian to neglect you and just let you stay home. You're gonna have to go to school. And that's especially if you like you want, a job and et cetera. That's the why to it. That's why you have to go. But without that why, like, and even school kind of trained us to have that, like, I'm doing this because I want an A. Like that's why I'm studying so hard. That's why I'm that's why I'm cheating on the test. For some of y'all that cheat out there, stop it. But study, ask questions. Yeah, but that's basically the why power. It's what keeps you going when the willpower fails. It's always the strongest one, because when you think I want to give up, but then you think why you were originally doing it, you think, but I really do want that. Let's keep it moving. And then you start dusting yourself off and forget the bruises and the wounds and the boo-boos that you made, and you just say, nah, I want this bad. And yeah, I made of yeah, it may be tiring, but I'm gonna keep pushing. I'm gonna be resilient. I'm gonna be persistent, because if I keep pushing, then I will get what I want. That's why I will keep persisting, and that's why I am doing what I am doing, because I want it. You gotta have a definite goal, and know know like what is the outcome you want and why you want it. And that will always drive and push you to go beyond plus ultra and go beyond what you think is your limit and what you think is even right after your limit. Because when you know your why and your why exceeds your willpower, you will go to high heights in life. Trust me. And that's the difference. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.